London. The British government has approved plans for China to build its largest embassy in Europe in London. China bought the Royal Mint Court in 2018 for £255 million, but its original planning application was rejected by the local council in 2022. After pressure from Beijing, including a direct request from President Xi Jinping last year, the British government took over the decision and held a public inquiry in February. The planned embassy would cover around 55,000 square meters, making it nearly 10 times larger than China's current embassy in central London and bigger than its mission in Washington. British security agencies have previously warned of Chinese efforts to influence political and government circles, though Beijing has consistently rejected claims of spying. China's embassy in London said it noted the government's decision. In an unusual move, the heads of MI5 and GCHQ issued a joint statement saying it was impossible to remove all risks but confirmed protective measures had been put in place. Britain's stance toward China has shifted repeatedly over the past decade, from close engagement to open criticism, and now toward cautious re-engagement. Starmer has said stronger business ties with China are in the national interest. The approval also follows earlier Chinese resistance to Britain's plans to expand its own embassy in Beijing, highlighting the delicate balance both sides are trying to strike. The new embassy will be built at Royal Mint Court, a historic site close to the Tower of London. The proposal had been stuck for 3 years after facing resistance from residents, lawmakers, and Hong Kong pro-democracy groups. Approval came just days before Prime Minister Keir Starmer is expected to travel to China later this month, marking the first visit by a British leader since 2018. Officials familiar with the talks said the embassy decision was closely linked to the planned trip, which both sides see as a step toward easing strained ties. Critics in Britain and the United States have warned that the site's location near London's financial district could pose intelligence risks. Some lawmakers argued the embassy could be used to monitor sensitive communications networks running beneath the area. Despite those concerns, British intelligence agencies took part in the review and concluded the risks could be managed. Security Minister Dan Jarvis told Parliament that while China continues to present challenges, assessments showed Britain's national security would remain protected. Even so, the decision may not be final. Residents said they are considering legal action, arguing the approval process would be flawed if assurances were given to China before planning rules were fully followed.